Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quanta, we'll come to you on Quanta. This needs to be a decent chat about this lad, because he's done an awful lot tonight.
There's a conversation to be had, isn't there, really? Because he's a young lad. You mentioned it before about how he's been at the club the entirety of the way, really come through the system. We was talking about how he's probably one of the first beneficiaries of the Klopp implementing throughout the style that he wants this Liverpool squad club, really, you know, it becomes more of a whole club project of how from the, you know, the under 16s, 18s, 21s, 23s, whatever it might be, there's a style and a system that we want you to all adapt to and adopt. And he's probably been the one that's had the most tutelage of all of that experience, really. And now he's putting it together and getting the opportunities in the first team. And I don't think he's looked out of place at any point so far when he's been dropped in. I think for a young lad to have, I mentioned before, you know, in the build-up, he seems mature for his age. And I think that's the benefit of having that level of education consistently. Mm-hmm. It's not the same as going out and seeing a talent in the market. So you buy it, you know, Livramento, for example, you know, Newcastle dropped the money on him. Young lad, we see the potential in him, you know, full back. Let's get him into our system now. Let's get him in. And now let's start to play the Eddie Howe way, for example. Mm-hmm. It's an ask, because now from what you've been used to, I think he was at City at first, then he went to Southampton.
Yeah.
Then he's got to go up to Newcastle. There's a lot of change there. There's a lot of different ways that things have been done.
Chelsea, wasn't it?
Chelsea, was it?
A lot of gambling there as well.
There's a lot of gambling, but I think there's it's the consistency that Quant has been able to benefit from by being able to be getting the same instructions, having the same people to build and kind of mould your game around. He can be that hybrid of a Konate, Gomez-esque version of a Van Dijk eventually. That's the end, you know, the final boss version of yourself. Yeah. But in order to get that, you've got to find the frame of a Konate. You've got to still be able to be an athlete like Joe. Like, so all of these things and these traits he's been able to see developing himself over the course of the last 2-3 years, and do it predominantly under the radar. There's been no pressure for him. So now when he comes in, he's got the full trust of Klopp, because Klopp knows his game inside out. Klopp knows all of his qualities. It's mm-hmm. it's not a gamble in that respect, as we've just said.
It's different for us, because the sample size for us is minute, yeah. Isn't it, really, to be fair, yeah. To be honest about it. But he's been put in there for a reason. He's been put in there because he stands up merit. To be counted, yeah, against training, against all the other lads. What I would say is, within two games, I knew what Nat Phillips was.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Within two games, I knew what Reece Williams was.
Yeah.
Within two games, I had enough doubt about Kometio to think, does this lad have a long-term Liverpool future? Mm-hmm. Within two games, I could sit here and go through a whole host of potential defenders that have come through the books, whether they'd be signed or grown out of the youth. You can see that. I can't see where this guy's limitations are at the moment, because he seems calm. He seems able to read the game. He seems confident. He doesn't get flustered. And then to add to that, he's gone on an amazing run and created a goal tonight. So,
we
don't really know what we've got.
What we've got, yeah. And when you really process it in a way where you're seeing young British, English centre-halves at the moment, they're coming through because the IQ, all of a sudden, the footballing brains that they've got has come on tenfold, I think, in recent years. We went all around the world to try and get the best internationals in to play those positions for all the big clubs. All the big clubs have had boss international.
But all the clubs have learned from those guys. That's a really good point you make. If you're bringing, I remember people saying the likes of Paolo Di Canio would stunt the development of people like Joe Cole, for instance. I know they're not Liverpool players, but they're good examples. I actually don't think, I don't agree with that.
I don't.
You can't learn from these guys, you shouldn't be playing football. So we have learnt per se, everybody has learnt about how to be more cultured. Yeah. You look at the lad we were linked with in the summer, Levi Colwill, is an IQ centre back.
Plays with Thiago Silva, as if you're not going to learn and soak up all that knowledge and experience from him.
Quanta's looking to be an IQ centre back for me, because Virgil van Dijk is an IQ centre back. 100%. Virgil van Dijk will be able to play for Liverpool when he's 37 because of the way he reads the game.
Yeah.
Assuming his body stands up to the tests between now and then. Quanta looks like he's, like you said, already looking like he's got a little bit of that guy and a little bit of this day, hasn't he? And a little bit of that guy and a little bit of that guy. And I was really encouraged by his performance tonight.
Yeah, he's a different type of youngster to like your Ben Doak and things like that. I think, as we're going to go on to talk about before, I feel like Ben Doak was trying really, really hard to impress. And I feel like Quanta come in and he felt like he didn't have to impress.
Yeah.
He felt like he just had to, He was comfortable in himself to know, I know what my strengths are, I know I belong in this team because I've been trusted with the position. And I was one of his first critics, I'm not even going to lie about it, to be fair. I saw him when we didn't sign a centre back, I saw him as a wasted position on the bench, because I was like, well, is he there as a token gesture to be around the first team, to give him a bit of confidence, to kind of...
for other people to think, oh, there's a chance for me.
I didn't see anyone having a lot of faith in him.
Nice.
And maybe that's to
wrong.
My detriment, to be fair.
Nice to be proved wrong, isn't
it's
it?
It's lovely. It's absolutely amazing to be proved wrong, because I was like, I don't see him playing. So what's the point in him being there? Why haven't we signed a centre-back? Because we clearly need one. And clearly Jurgen Klopp has proved once again, surprise, surprise, that he knows more about football than me. And has gone, listen, I trust this guy.
You're not the only one, mate.
Yeah.
You're not the only one.
It happens, doesn't it? Where he's come, as you say, he's had years and years. He's basically fast-tracked the whole growing in process that we've seen the likes of Fabinho need, the likes of Andy Robertson need, where he can just be dropped in because, as you said, he's had those years and years and years of, from the top down, those instructions of, we play this way.
The same, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And the play style is exactly the same. So he can just be dropped in and it'll be the play style playing for the Liverpool first team. Obviously, the quality is different, but the play style is no different to the unders.
You play better when you, like, I know... you can stink up the gap if you're playing with not great players, do you know what I mean? The second you get dropped, I might not be the best player, but you drop me in around the lads that can ball out, and all of a sudden you look like a little, like, even if it's only 10.
It's like
10,
that old, like when you play footy with like your older siblings, mates or something like that, and you get dropped in, you're like, oh, I don't want to embarrass myself here, I'm going to have to start trying. Maybe you'll have a mess around when you're with your mates.
Yeah.
But when you're with the olders and you feel like, all right, this is my chance to show them I know ball, sort of thing, and you rise to the occasion.
100%.
And he has done, and he's made it look effortless, to be honest. He hasn't made anything look laboured, he hasn't made anything look uncomfortable for him. He's just looked like a really safe pair of
and long may it continue.
Absolutely, two
sort of real games into his Liverpool career, genuine games.
Two games,
it's very early. You didn't give us a score.
I was about to. I'd give him an, I'm going to stick my neck out and say 8.5, if I'm being honest
with
you.
And I'd be in agreement with that, and I'll tell you why I'm in agreement with that, because he's my man of the match.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Then I've landed on my feet there, I think, because genuinely as well, genuinely would have given him about 8.5, because I don't think he does anything wrong. And the 0.5 for me is that run at the end.
Yeah.
That to me is the chef's kiss, and that is to me to say, there's something in you. There's a, not only is there a defender in you, there's a player in you as
that
well.
That was a cherry on the top of the icing on the cake, wasn't it?
Standard.
It wasn't even just that he did nothing wrong,
though,
as well.
Cheesy metaphors, there you go.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.